And aloha. Welcome to the Travel Angel Radio Show. I'm Cindy Palos here, the longest running talk show in Maui. We're just about 28 years. I've really lost track. It's been a long time here. And I've had a chance to talk to a lot of wonderful people, and I'm excited today to have, I'm finding out a lot about Food for Thought and the Hawaiian Farmers Union United in a special concert that's going to be happening. We're going to talk about this Friday, happening here in Wailuku Town at the Iao Theater. And it's going to be a great night of music with Kanekoa. Yay, Kanekoa just got the Nahoku Hanohana Award. And Deborah Vial Band, Pat Simmons Jr., and Stephen Von Lynn and Tropical Spice. And Stephen's in the studio. Aloha,
Stephen. Here I am. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's so good to have you here, Stephen. And also Corky. Corky Byers is the person kind of who came up with this idea to do some nice benefit concerts that would help the community, and I'm glad you are, because this is a great lineup, and it's in support of the Hawaiian Farmers Union United, and it's a great lineup. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a full night there from 7 to 10:30, right?
3.5 hours. It's a good length for a concert.
It is, and I like every single one of these bands are top-flight bands.
Well, and you are absolutely correct. What's really wonderful about them is that each one believes in music for a higher power and is donating their time and their talent for the cause.
Wow.
And so it's I'm very honored.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yay.
We are very excited.
Yeah, yes. Very, very wonderful. So tell me about how, Corky, you evolved into wanting to do the Food for Thought, which is a great name. Actually, I love Food for Thought. And you don't get fat.
Well,
I mean, it's wonderful to have as much food as you want for thought and not gain one single calorie, I don't
think. Absolutely. It's a great
Your brain might get big. I don't know.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But it's tie in with a really important, actually two things, because you're tied in with St. Jude, but this is tied in to support the Hawaiian Farmers Union United. And I think we need to explain what and how Hawaiian Farmers Union United really is and what you're trying to accomplish with them.
Well, my nonprofit is actually called Tempo of the Heart. Mm-hmm. And Food for Thought is this cluster of concerts solely to benefit Hawaii Farmers Union United. It'll be 3 to 4 concerts over the next 18 to 24 months, graduating in size and stature and so on and so forth. But I wanted to do something on my island. I wanted to do something on my home for my community, my ohana. And it just makes sense to me that when you grow healthy food, you can prepare healthy meals and have a healthier lifestyle. And not all farming is the same, as we on Maui and in Hawaii know and understand that.
Mm-hmm.
The HFUU is an organization to help the smaller independent farmers
mm-hmm.
With education, with finances, with awareness. And because they are also a nonprofit organization, they could use some help. My purpose in having a nonprofit and in bringing the musical community together is to create that awareness and financial assistance to organizations that I believe, that the people that work with me, like Stephen, believe, don't have the big exposures, that can use that kick in the butt in the public's eye. And I happen to know a couple of people from the HFUU. I had gone to a few of the meetings prior and really believed in how they were approaching everything. They've only been around for a short period of time. They have 3 different organizations or branches here on Maui. They have the West Side out of Lahaina, they have the Haiku chapter, and they have the Hana chapter. But HFUU is a statewide organization, and they really do wonderful things, but few people have heard of them.
I really hadn't, heard of them. And I do a lot of interviews and talk with a lot of farmers and people who support the farmers, the chefs and things. But healthy, wonderful, organic, and not all of them can be organic because it's so hard to get, but a lot of them are very, very aware of the healthy food practices.
Well, the new word is regenerative.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I like that word, regenerative.
Organic is this double-edged sword
it is.
Now. So
yeah.
What they're doing is that they are producing and so on, what they call regenerative farming,
mm-hmm.
which is that the soil is fed organically or naturally. The crops are rotated so that the soil balances the pH, the acidity, and so on, is back in tune. There's always this equilibrium to produce the highest grade quality produce.
Mm-hmm.
And it
doesn't require chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's the big thing, is that with regenerative farming, you're regenerating the soil constantly. It's each crop regenerates for the next crop. And so therefore, it's in harmony with nature. You don't have to go crazy trying to kill the bugs and stuff, because the bugs naturally don't show up to healthy plants. And this is kind of been hidden in a way from the new generations, because they wanted to sell us commercial food.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like taken out of the educational process. And we, Corky and I, really believe in putting it back in to the educational process. And this is one of the things that we are very excited about in working with HFUU and all the farmers on Maui. We don't really want to get into the discriminatory practices between the farmers, because there are always a faction that don't like the other one for one reason or another.
Yeah, it's amazing sometimes, yeah.
But we're now finding solutions. Mm-hmm. As John Lennon always said, there's no problems, there's only solutions. So I really believe that.
And I learned a while ago that, you know, the adage of a spoonful of sugar, mm-hmm, helps the medicine go down. So it's not about just having people come to a educational environment. For me, people are much more inclined to hear what's being said when they're being entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been immersed, like Stephen has been immersed in the music industry for quite a while. Me, not so much, but I've been very blessed with the people that I've interacted with that understand that music for a higher power is a very powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get people to come to a concert and listen to some great music, and while the bands are setting up, you have people talking about what it is you're there for, where
Pat
your dollars
Simmons
are going.
Pat Simmons Jr. is a perfect example of this, of course.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's all about this. He's just so dedicated.
Yeah, his songs are very much about the earth and the farming community.
And he'll be out there working on the farms.
It's true. And it's hard to get a hold of him because he's always out working in the field.
And he is a member of HFUU. I don't know if you know that. So he's very active with that with the group and that environment. It's everything about this, in my opinion, which is why we chose to do this, it's a perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect marriage for the cause, for the entertainment, for the community at large, for the message. And so that's why we're doing it.
And it's nice to know that this Friday's first Friday. So, and of course, we're heading into summer. And so this first Friday is called Endless Summer, and you'll be there at the EOT Theater so people can get up there early and wander around, have some fun on first Friday, and then pop into the EL Theater. But certainly you would want to get your tickets in advance as well, because I think this will be a popular show. And I should mention the telephone number at the EL is 242-6969, 242-6969, an easy number to remember. You can purchase your tickets at Maui On Stage, and then you have to go to the events site. But, you know, either way, get your tickets, because it really is for a good cause. On top of that, of course, it is great, great music. And it's just the first of many. So I think everyone likes that idea. I mean, it's... I'm sorry. I know so many promoters who want to do so many shows, and so many people just don't... It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. I love music. It's just being a promoter. I mean, it's like...
It's hard.
It is hard, and a lot of time, and it's a risk, always. You never know.
We started this over a year ago.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been well over a year talking about food for thought. Planning for Food for Thought. And originally, we were looking at doing it maybe even on Oahu. We had a venue there that we were considering. And then, you know, it ended up, why don't we just do it here at home? And then as we started talking about bringing these major stars and the cost, the incredible cost of that, and the logistics, we just said, wait a minute. let's start at home with our people, mm-hmm. the people that we know and love and that everyone loves, and make it a community thing as opposed to, you know,
Stephen, people like Deborah Bial and Pat Simmons Jr. And Kane Koa.
Yes.
I mean, they're Maui bands, but they would stand up to any band anywhere, right? It's just unfortunate that they haven't been able. Well, Pat's kind of getting there, and Deborah certainly had her background in Texas. Yeah. But people can't, and I hope they don't underestimate the fact that they're local Maui musicians, but they're as good as anyone you could get.
No, we're all world-class musicians.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm very happy and proud to be a part of this because my notoriety came in another country. I was in Brazil for many years, had my notoriety there. And here, I had minor notoriety, as you could say.
You kind of played with some other bands.
I did.
Because you were spending a year, you were a year down in Brazil, right?
I was 7 years in Brazil.
Oh, 7 years. Yeah. Now, that's the title for a book. You know, it was 7 years in Tibet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
7 years in Brazil.
We can talk more about that some other time, for sure. But yeah, coming back here and being able to do this show, it's like it's a homecoming for me in a way, because I get to share a lot of the influences that I had from my time in Brazil. I wrote new music.
Mm.
It has a strong Latin influence. I got the best musicians I could have ever dreamed to get. And I played with them all before in different settings. And so it was the first time I just said, hey, would you guys like to come together?
Well, that's a nice impetus. But your band is called, for that reason, Tropical Spice.
Mm-hmm.
And who's in the band?
We have Joe Sterling, who's bass. And by the way, Joe Sterling worked with the Deborah Bial band. And unbeknownst to me, he was actually playing bass with them and producing them. And it came up as a topic one day when we were in rehearsal. And I was like, are you kidding me? They're going to play for the concert, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Josh Greenbaum on drums.
Oh, he's the best.
He's the best one. I love a lot of the drummers here. I mm-hmm. have great, great respect for the drummers of Maui. But Josh has something special.
Yeah.
And he can pick up, and he's always late. I hope you're listening, Josh.
He's late listening then, too. If he's always late, he's probably going to tune in 10
but
minutes.
He's always on time.
Well,
okay,
there's
I'm
something.
Lost. I don't know how that
No, I
happens.
Can see that's a Zen moment there.
And then we have Klaus Simmer on keyboards.
Oh, wow.
And Klaus has been playing with the Maui Tricksters, Maui Tricksters, I think they call. And they do like Grateful Dead music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he played with Randall Respond's band, the Haiku Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. He still plays with all those people, but I nabbed him. And now he's part of Tropical Spice. So.
And I just found out Jack's going to join you.
Jack is going to come and sit in with us tonight. Yeah. I played with Jack before with the House Shakers, and we did some blues when I was visiting from Brazil one time. And we just brought down the house. We had so much fun. We played the whole night.
Mm.
And I was supposed to sit in for one song.
Mm.
And then it just turned into the whole night.
And you play guitar.
Oh, yeah. I played guitar. And they even let me sing some songs and stuff. And Jack
That's
was
nice.
Right up there. And
so you're the lead singer and the guitar player.
I am, yes.
Right. And so this comes in very handy.
Yeah, it does.
It's nice to be able to do that.
Yes.
So what kind of... Well, actually, I have one song here. I think we can play it. Jack actually recorded, I Believe.
Oh, yeah, I Believe.
Yeah?
This, I think that this version is my Brazilian band version.
Okay.
So,
but we could play a little bit of it.
Sure.
We'll play, give people a taste.
Okay.
I will help you find the curve.
So that's from when you were in Brazil, and
yeah,
obviously you sang in English.
Yes, that's my Brazilian band, Brazil Blues Express was the name of the band.
Yes, I bet it was popular there.
Very popular. We were the number one band in the city. And there was about 4.5 million in the city at that time.
What? It was that big?
Yeah, it's a big city.
Wow, I'm shocked. That's amazing. I mean, that's a big city.
It is. It's huge. It's massive. And blues is the thing there. So I had a really fortunate thing happen to me in Brazil. My wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, invited me to come down. She was a lawyer, and she invited me to come down as a working artist because I had lost my visa because I had only had a tourist visa. And so I went back down with that contract, and it ended up to be in a club where they had entertained the best blues and rock musicians from all over the world, and they were going out of business. So the press came to cover that event going out of business, and I was the visiting artist at that time. So my face was on all the publications of Brazil.
Wow.
And instantly, almost like overnight, you could say, I was recognized everywhere I went.
Wow.
And all the musicians of the city were like, I want to play with that guy.
So was it hard after having that there, coming to Maui?
Oh my God, you have no idea.
Then all of a sudden you're starting from scratch and no one knows who you are?
You have no idea. I mean, like, you know, if you have a face that everybody all over the world has seen everywhere you go, it's different than if you're just known in one country and you come to a different country.
Yeah.
And even though I'm from here, I'm from the States, California originally, lived in Maui for many, many years, and then went to Brazil. I never got that notoriety until I got there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came back here, I was thinking, my God, you know, I'm going to finally be recognized and, you know, all that. I didn't get any callback from anybody. And I was, you know, I just felt like I got thrown under the bus. But you know what happens when
there's a Maui music scene, and the Maui music people know Maui music people, but that doesn't mean
it's true.
You know, and
it's
you really could go and jam and people know you. That still doesn't mean you're known to the general public, because a lot of these bands have been doing, how long? Kaneko has been doing it for years, right?
Yeah, it's like 10 years or something.
Maui is a different animal in almost every aspect
of
life.
It is. And Kaneko has been doing it for so many years, and they finally got the breakthrough and get their first Nahoku Hanahana, which yay for them, because, you know, it's so good to be able to do that, but it's beyond paying dues. I mean, it really is. We're talking a different animal. Like you say, it's Maui's different.
What's interesting with Kaneko'a is that they did, in fact, win the award. What I was surprised at is that they won the award for the best reggae album.
I know.
I can't, Kaneko'a doing reggae, it's just not in my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to imagine. But when you watch them, when you listen to them, they can do anything. They play everything.
Yes, they can.
The first time I saw them and they're doing some, you know, some songs with a little Hawaiian twist, and it's kind of cool. Then all of a sudden they did some Led Zeppelin and they did some Traffic. Wait a minute, this is all on ukulele. This is amazing. And the vocals were great. And the lead guitarist,
Vince is a monster.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's when I went, oh, yes, okay, I'm going to pursue as fast and as hard as I can to see if I can't convince them. And I'm friends with their, like, road manager, Tom Littell. And I went to Tom and said, please, oh, please, oh, please. And he said, yeah, I think we can make that happen. And
Tom Littell.
Tom Littell.
Oh, Littell. Okay, I don't know. But yeah, so that's, I mean, I think that's going to be a really nice thing for people to be able to see them. And it's interesting. Also, because you've been in business and you have been this, I mean, you'd put a group, Kaneko'a might be the band you put on last in a situation like this. It's really hard because you get everyone's good. But I like that you're putting them on. They're coming on when?
No, they are coming
on
last.
Oh, they are coming last.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The lineup is Pat Simmons Jr. will be opening it, and then Steven and his band, and then Deborah, and then Kaneko'a at the end.
I didn't want to go after Deborah.
Deborah's a very, very hard act
to follow.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. She just belts it out.
And, oh, she does.
And Karen on guitar is amazing.
Yeah,
and
they're fabulous.
When they do Zeppelin or Heart or it gives me goosebumps.
Well, see, but that's another example we were just talking about. Because in Texas, they were really big down there.
Right.
But then they came to Maui, and no one knew who they were or what they were doing. Right.
Right.
So you don't have the infrastructure here. You don't have the producers. You don't have the agents. You don't have the people here that are pushing product.
Yeah.
People here are very laid back. This is Maui.
It's a convention-based market.
If you're driving by the beach and you see a good set, you're going to pull over and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's not mainland. And my experience of the industry is that the mainland is, and there are cities in the mainland. You have Los Angeles, you have Chicago, New York. And these are the places, and Nashville, depending on what style of music, these are the places where you have to go, sit, find your guy who's going to push you through the market and hopefully get you airplay that will then create more national airplay for you.
Yeah.
Maui is not it. This is not the place.
It's definitely different. But
this is Ohana. This is within.
And it's for lifestyle, obviously.
Of course.
And you never come here to make, if you're a musician, to make money.
Money? What's money that?
I don't know if anybody comes here to actually make money versus just spending it.
But. Yeah, no, it's so, you know, there is a whole different thing. And I imagine even though Brazil, I'm sure, is much more affordable than Maui to live.
You know what? The only bummer was that I made good money in Brazil playing music, which was the first time I ever had that in my life as well. But it only applied to Brazil because as soon as you put their currency against the world market, I was making a third of what everybody else was in the world.
I couldn't
go visit my mom.
I really wouldn't have thought of that. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
So you would have lost so much money in that any kind of.
Well, you have to save a long time to get enough money to buy a plane ticket to go to California.
Really?
But I did, you know, but it. It just kind of got to that point where I felt like, well, my wife wanted to come and visit the United States and see what that was like. And I thought, you know.
She was Brazilian.
Yes, she's Brazilian. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, why not? Let's go. I'm going to take you to Maui, baby.
Yeah.
So she loves it. You know, she loved it. And gosh, we've been thriving here. We both have businesses. And she's become an enrolled agent tax accountant. And she's just. You know, she's off the charts. My God, she was a lawyer in Brazil, so it was easy for her to translate a lot of things into this culture. So we've had a good run of it here, and we're just getting started. Really,
Speaking of getting started, this is really kind of getting started. This Friday again, if you just tuned in, we're talking about Food for Thought benefit concert this coming Friday. At the Historic Yale Theater from 7 to 10:30 with an amazing lineup, Kane Koa, Deborah Vial Band, Pat Simmons Jr., and Stephen's Band, Tropical Spice, all happening there. And it's all for a wonderful cause, and it's going to be a benefit for Away Farmers Union United, which is really a great, great idea. Also, before we go on to where you're going to be going in the future, I noticed that you are indeed going to do a silent auction. We probably should mention that. What's happening with that?
We've gotten some wonderful donations from very diverse businesses here, and we have gift certificates and actual items. But right now, I think we have 75 to 80 different items.
That's a lot. Who's handling that?
A young lady who just volunteered her time. She's such a sweetheart. Her name is Lynn Bear.
Well, Lynn, you're amazing.
Yeah,
I think I know Lynn Bear. Yeah, that's very cool.
She's been doing silent auctions for different causes for several years, and she's also a member of the HFUU, and she asked who I had doing it, and I said, me. she said, no, you have me. So, she was very, very kind.
Megan Powers.
Oh, Megan, amazing. Yeah. So we have a PSA running online right now that Keith Rainey from the HFU.
Keith is great.
Keith rocks, and he made this with Megan.
Oh, wonderful.
And it is such a professional-looking PSA. That's
Keith is really good. He's been doing it for a long time. Yeah.
So many people, there are standouts to this cause as to what we're doing and how to make it successful and so on and so forth. And I would, and without going totally askew here, I would be remiss that my partner in this show and in my events on the mainland worked very diligently, very hard on this. He passed away January 31st, 2 days after I signed the contract with the EAO. Mm. But Larry Dean.
Larry Dean.
He will certainly be present in mm-hmm. this event.
One of our great assets here on Maui for many, many years, his ohana extended all the way from here to Hana. And he was a good friend of mine for many, many years. And his wife also, Maureen. We were kind of the unit. The four of us were the core of getting this whole thing started. And then, you know, we got all the way up to the day of the signing just about, and suddenly, just without warning, he had a heart attack and passed away immediately.
Wow, that's tough.
So it threw us into a little conundrum there for a minute.
But how could you not?
But we were already committed, and so I thought the best thing in the world would be to honor him and make it happen.
Absolutely.
And that's a wonderful way to do it, too. So, yes. His spirit's, I'm sure it's smiling.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
And music is a good way to honor people, too, because music carries, it does, and it carries that spirit energy.
It does.
And it certainly is a great way to get the word out about what you're doing, as you said, as well.
And with local bands of this stature, with these artists, they're so talented, and they represent the island.
Well, in the last couple of minutes we have before I have a call coming in, tell me what you do have in mind for the future.
Bigger, better.
Bigger, better.
Bigger,
good.
Better, larger. I've done events on the mainland under the title of the Rock and Roll Autograph Show. And through that, I've made some really wonderful connections in the industry with very large name artists. And they have told me, Corky, whatever you do, wherever you do it, I'm there.
Oh, wouldn't that be
so
wonderful here? Yeah.
This next one, I'm actually thinking about possibly either, I don't know if he's listening and if he'll slap me or not, but Lucas Nelson, along with a young lady by the name of Jennifer Batten. Jennifer was Michael Jackson's lead guitarist for 22 years.
Really?
Yeah, and she is.
She's amazing.
She is an amazing guitarist.
But she doesn't live here, does
no,
she?
No. But I would definitely bring her in.
Uh-huh.
And then the next event, I'm very good friends with the Hall of Fame drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd, who said, "I'm there wherever you need me," as well as Doug Gray with
Artemis
Marshall Tucker.
Artemis Pyle is his name.
Artemis Pyle. So. The event after that would be basically Lynyrd Skynyrd and Marshall Tucker. And then I have our attorneys in Los Angeles in talks with, for the large event, Jason Mraz, Jack Johnson, Ben Harper, Neil Young, and Sting.
Well, that's bigger.
Yeah. If we got two or three of those, we would have a sellout show.
That would be very, very impressive. And it'd be great. I don't think you could fit it in the EAO Theater.
No. Those were looking at either the Maui Tropical Plantation or the stadium. So.
I saw this great story today in the Maui News how they had the goats out there at the Tropical Plantation.
Yes,
love that. Yes, use goats. They're so good. They're finding out more and more what the old ways of doing things.
I love
how
that
well
so
works,
much.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. Well, that's really exciting. Again, folks, we want you to come on out. This is going to be a wonderful event this Friday, and again, it's 7 to 10:30 at the EAO Theater, and you can call them up for tickets at 242-6969, or you can go online to MauiOnStage.com, and then find community events. And it's you can get tickets or you can just show up. It's on First Friday, so come down to First Friday early and get your tickets a little before the show. It starts at 7. It's going to be a full, wonderful night, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm so glad the seeds are being planted for food for thought.
How lovely.
To grow and grow and
very
grow
well
into
put. Thank you so
bigger,
much.
Bigger, better, more, and and to get this cause known about and understood, because it's really important, especially since we have all that land out there to deal with good things now.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, you are awesome. Thank you so much for bringing us in today.
Well, I'm really glad we connected. I know Jack told me about you and what you were doing, and I went, well, this is a cool thing to do. In fact, I think Jack's going to give away some tickets. on his show, I believe, on KOI FM 95.1.
I'm on with him FM. Friday morning. Yeah.
So that would be a good time to tune in?
Yes.
Okay, I've got my next guest, but thank you
thank
for
you
calling.
Thank you very much.
For being here. And hey, is this Louise?
Yes, it is. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Louise. I met Louise a few weeks back, and oh my gosh, I was so impressed with your background. You're here, and you're a beautiful young woman who has got a background with movies and theater and everything. You worked in for some of the major studios in Hollywood, and decided you liked the lifestyle of Maui, and you came here and went to work for Gilbert Associates, and I'm just really impressed with how you immediately embraced wanting to get involved and do some good things.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. I was really impressed with you, and I just love that you got involved with the Maui Mall, and you're going to be doing these great $1 shows with the Regal Theaters there. I mean, I have to say that sometimes movies now are almost expensive going out to a concert. So to be able to do summer fun shows on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for only a dollar at 10 o'clock with Regal Theaters is brilliant, is wonderful.
Yeah, I agree, absolutely. And Regal at Maui Mall has been doing this for many years now, and the proceeds go to Will Rogers Fund. So it's helpful to the community to go to a dollar movie, but it also helps out this great Will Rogers Fund.
I had never heard of the Will Rogers Motion Picture Pioneer Foundation before. Actually, when I was in L.A., I used to go to Will Rogers Polo Field up there, up and off Sunset Boulevard. Did you ever go up there? You remember it?
Gorgeous.
It's a beautiful place. You drive up this long eucalyptus-based winding road to his home, which is still there, and his polo field, and you can wander around and see. And, of course, we forget now, I mean, how big he was, but he was one of the key figures. So I didn't know that there was a foundation that is still around. And so the portion of the proceeds, so this is a nonprofit thing on top of that, huh?
Yes.
And you knew about that from Hollywood, your Hollywood days?
I knew about the fund, but I was told about it with Regal, especially with Maui Mall sponsoring this event.
How wonderful. Well, listen, and they're good and fun movies for families. You got The Book of Life, The Lego Movie, Madagascar, Minions. Oh, my gosh, you got some fun films.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So, like, today, it started this week, today and tomorrow. So they have Kung Fu Panda 3 and Ice Age Collision Course for this week.
So tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, families can go for a dollar and see what film?
Either one of those. So Kung Fu Panda 3 or Ice Age.
How wonderful. Wow, so there is it in two different theaters there at the Maui Mall?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
So they'll have two movies per day at 10 o'clock. So if you choose one movie for Tuesday, come back for the other movie on Wednesday.
I love that. You know how great that is for families?
I love it.
Because if you have a family of four or something, or you're taking some ohana, I mean, that could easily cost you like $70 or something, you know, if you're going to the movies. So this is so cool.
Yes.
That this is happening. And it's going to be going, how long is this whole $1 film thing going to be happening?
For 9 weeks. So
for 9 weeks?
The end of July. July 26th would be the last day.
I love that.
I have that on my calendar because the Lego Batman movie is playing for a dollar that day. So I'll be there for that.
Yeah, it's 10 in the morning, 10 a.m. in the morning. Right, not at night. This is family stuff, right? So that's happening. And also some, you know, it's so cool because we all know the Maui Mall has those fun, splashy, cool things. You know, if you've ever been to Universal Studios, they have these same things where you can run kind of through the water. And it's been hot lately. So, I mean, rather than just let it sit there, you decided to kind of get involved and make it a big deal down there. And you're calling it Summer Splash Days. I love that. So tell me about that.
So Summer Splash Days, we're starting June 1st at 11 o'clock, and it'll run Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it'll be just event at the fountains. We'll have giant floaties that the kids can play with, and starting this Thursday and every Thursday in June, we partnered up with Hawaii Mermaid Adventures, and Lila, a real mermaid. She's coming in, and she'll talk about ocean conservation.
I knew there were mermaids.
Yes.
I knew there were real.
They're real.
For real. I love it. So people can go down there and have their picture taken with a real mermaid.
Absolutely. And for the photo op opportunity, if we're asking for a donation, and that will go to the Hawaii Wildlife Fund.
That's fun. That's fun. Okay. So this is also kind of cool. Yelp Maui is going to be opening day now. That's going to be what, on the June 1st day?
Yes, this Thursday.
They're going to be there to hand out sunglasses, chapsticks. If you go to Yelp app and free stuff you can get there, huh?
Oh, yeah. You just check in on your Yelp app, and they're giving away all the goodies for the summer.
I love that. So that could be any time during the time you go down and go to your Yelp app.
Yelp Maui will be there from 11 to 1.
On June 1st?
This Thursday, yes.
Yeah, this Thursday. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, the full moon's coming up the week after next, right?
Yes. So we have the full moon fire bash. It's pretty much a party. So you come down and you celebrate Maui summer nights with us. And we partnered up with Maui Food Bank for that. So the price, it's almost free. The price of admission is any non-perishable food item. So you come, and the first 100 guests with a non-perishable food donation will also receive a swag bag. And we have partnered up with Whole Foods and Max's Restaurant and IHOP and the Shrimp Hale for gift cards and other goodies in your bag.
See, now this is in Hollywood, we know what swag bags are. But see, we don't get swag bags here, usually aren't like what you get in Hollywood. So it's kind of cool to have a swag bag. But what's going to happen with the full moon, though?
So we are having a live performance at our center stage with fire knife dancers and Polynesian drummers and Tahitian dancers. And there'll also be a photo opportunity afterwards with the performers.
So you're going to be under the full moon seeing the full moon with the fire dancers.
Yes.
That is so cool. That's a fun thing to do under the full moon.
Yes, I agree.
What time does that start, Louise?
That'll be after sundown, next Thursday, the 8th, from 7 to 8.
Well, that's a fun thing to do. So yeah. you could do all that, and then you could go to the movies afterwards too, right?
Yeah, you can enjoy Maui Mall.
That's so cool. And that's happening in the center there?
Yes.
And all you got to do is bring a donation for the food bank.
Yes.
Well, I just think these are just really great things to do. And the thing that I love about it, Louise, is you don't have to spend hardly any money at all.
I agree.
And so you can go out and have a fun-free event and just basically and really just have a good time for the whole family. And for a buck or just the cost of a food donation, you're having a night to remember. That's a lot of fun.
And I hope everyone will come and have a good time.
So if they want to go to a website, what do they do to check out that whole thing?
Go to MauiMall.com. And we'll have a list of our events.
MauiMall.com.
Yes. Or you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook as well, at Maui Mall.
At Maui Mall. Well, I think I'm so glad you called in. This is very last minute, but I wanted you to let people know, because when I heard about these events and the movies for a buck on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I just was like, yeah. I mean, I just love that, you know. And, you have to get there at 10 in the morning. But there are two theaters, so you can go to one movie on Wednesday and one on Thursday. Tuesday and Wednesday, yeah. And have a really great time with the whole family. Bring your friends and kind of make it a really special event for the family.
And they have discounted concession stands as well for those days.
Do they really? Mm-hmm. They never discount concession fans. The stands never bring. I was thinking that it was going to. That's cool. How did that? I don't know how that happened, but that's very cool.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Louise. I thank you. I know you didn't want to. I twisted your arm because even though you're gorgeous and you've worked in the industry in Hollywood, you didn't want to talk about it. So I made you. So
thank you, Cindy. Thanks for twisting my arm. These are great events, and I hope everyone can come.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Louise.
All right, Cindy. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, aloha.
Bye.
Bye. She's nice. I mean, she's one of these. I saw her, and she's like this gorgeous, you know, beautiful woman that left Hollywood, and she was working for some of the top studios there and doing PR and marketing, and she left it all to, you know. I said, I hope you stay. I really hope you stay.
At some point, if you're lucky in your life, you find out your purpose.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And what caused you to find out your purpose?
Oh, boy. there were certain events in my life that shaped me. One was I got involved with philanthropy at a very young age, in that my sister, when I was 14, my sister died of cancer, breast cancer, at the age of 27. She was in a hospital outside of Los Angeles called the City of Hope. After she passed away, we got a bill that was stamped paid in full by the City of Hope.
Wow.
So our family then started a chapter of the City of Hope under my sister's name, the Bonnie Byer chapter. And then in a period of a year of me going door to door, my parents doing fundraisers, me doing things at school and so on, our family raised $1 million in 1972, 73.
How do you raise $1 million?
You do a lot of begging. That's really what it is.
Literally went door to door.
Oh, yes. So that was the beginning of my experience of trying to do for others, because they had done for us. And then I left the United States.
That's really paying it forward at work, isn't it?
Well, to a degree. When I was 14, I left the United States. I moved to Israel, and I lived in Israel for 7 years.
That's a long time in Israel.
It was marvelous. But
were you doing the whole kibbutz thing?
No, I moved there to get out of the United States and the environment I had created for myself. I went there and stayed a year in an agricultural boarding school. And while I was there, I moved there June of 73. The war broke out in October of 73. There was a period of 3 weeks where I lived in a bomb shelter with 162 other people.
Wow, literally.
Literally, yeah. You grow up really quickly in that environment. And shortly thereafter, we got a telegram. Remember telegrams?
Yeah.
I got a telegram from my parents saying they had sold everything and they were moving to Israel and be prepared to stay. And I did. But when I came back to America the first time, when I was 18, things worked out for about 6 months, and then they totally fell apart. I found myself homeless. So I was living in my car, eating trash and so on for about 8 months. And somebody who I knew, who had heard of my situation, said, well, their employer was hiring as a security guard if I was interested. And I explained I hadn't, you know, bathed in 8 months and hadn't showered and washed my clothes or whatever, and I couldn't go for a job interview. A couple of days later, there was a knock on my car window, and this woman was standing there, and she came to give me a job interview in my car.
From my
friend's work. And she got me off the street, gave me a job, an apartment, and basically I thought and still feel that she saved my life. And her name was Susan Pierce. And since then, everything that I have done in a positive way has been in her name and in her honor. So when I was done being a boy, when I was done doing the corporate nonsense and the retail nonsense, and that everything was money bound and money processed, and I realized that I felt I wanted to do something more positive, something that I could look at myself in the mirror and go, okay, you're an okay person. That's when I started this thing called the Rock and Roll Autograph Show. And it was to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which was a place that even when I had nothing, I had $50, I'd write them a check for $25 and say, I'm sorry, I can't do more. So when the opportunity came for me to do more, I was very blessed and very fortunate.
Did you go to them at this point and tell them your story and how you wanted to be involved?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And believe it or not, I didn't know this. St. Jude has record, microfished record of every payment they've ever received.
Wow.
So they went back and pulled my checks to show that I was not lying.
$50.
A $25 check in the memo section. It would say, I'm sorry, I wish I could do more. So that was really for them to say yes to it. And the Rock and Roll Show was, like most things in life, it's a numbers game, right? So I ended up with 80 rock stars. I brought 80 rock stars to Los Angeles for 3 days. We did 16 hours of meet and greet and autograph signing, 10 hours of concerts. And then I got 57 artists in the studio to record an original song, which you can buy on iTunes and stuff. And all of that was to benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
How did you get the artists?
Begging. You know the song "Ain't Too Proud to Beg"? That's me. I understand humility. When I first came back to America, the very first job I had was selling encyclopedias door to door, and I know that there's a logarithm to it. So for every 100 doors I would knock on, 96 would say no, go away. Four would say come in, and two I'd sell. So it's like that in most anything. And so,
and you have to get through the rejection of the others.
And that's it. And so I embrace the no's because I know it gets me closer to my yeses. And so 80 of them agreed, and it was all under.
But it's hard to even reach their agents. Did you go through their agencies?
I went through some of the agents. You know, I have plans, goals, and dreams. And my plan was to try and get 40 artists. My goal, my real goal in my head was to maybe get 50. And in the end, like I said, I had 80. And the last 30 that came on board called me.
Wow. So once you get one, someone else. But then to even get a venue, it's so expensive to book venues.
Well, it was, I did it at a hotel by the Los Angeles airport, which is much different than here on Maui.
Yeah.
I went, picked out, I said, okay, I need this amount of space. It was 15,000 square feet. And here's my deposit, here's the date, boom, Bob's your uncle, you're ready to go. That's not like that here.
No.
So it was a little different animal. But it's funny because this was 3 years ago.
So
and just yesterday,
I
got an email from Dave Getz.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I don't know if you know who Dave Getz is, but he's a drummer for Big Brother and the Holding Company. He gave me, he was there for my event with Big Brother. And as a thank you, he gave me this beautiful photo of himself with Janice and signed and so on. And it was just nice to hear from him. I hear from these people still saying, Corky, are you going to do another one? Because I want to be there. And so that's hopefully in 2018 I'll do another one either in Cleveland or Chicago or somewhere.
And did they donate the
donated all of their time, everything,
and instruments to Akka?
Well, I had in Los Angeles. There's a retail store called Guitar Center.
So I know Guitar Center
So Guitar Center donated the back line and everything for the live performances. I had guitar manufacturers donate guitars for the artists to play, and then we could auction them off and. It was quite an event. It was really pretty
and
wonderful.
And who participated?
Oh, gosh. I had Lou Graham from Foreigner. I had Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders. I had Vanilla Fudge, all of Vanilla Fudge. Tim Bogert was there, which was an amazing. Tim doesn't play. He doesn't go out anymore, but he participated. I had David Ellefson, the bass player from Megadeth. Sitting next to Mackenzie Phillips, who was sitting next to Barry Bostwick, who was sitting next to, it was an insane evening. It was or weekend. It's a 3-day event, and it was that show taught me a lot. One of the main things it taught me is that I needed to create a nonprofit to then put it under that umbrella to make it really work.
Yeah.
The first show. It was me literally paying my dues because every single thing that was done came out of my pocket.
This is something that Corky and I had in common when we first met, because I had put on a show here in 2007 it actually was a good show. It was Third World and Inner Circle.
That's a great show, yeah.
And we did it at the War Memorial. And we had a decent turnout, and we also did it in Oahu. But, I won't get in too involved in the details, but I lost a lot of money on that concert due to some people that I made alliances with. And I learned from that, oh, you just can't trust everybody. I was kind of naive in a way. And so I had done a lot of shows in Seattle. I was a director of a music school there called American Music School, and I was doing benefit concerts for the kids of my school, so to buy new equipment and, you know, just get better at being musicians. And so I had a lot of success with that. And, you know, NAMM
NAMM
was our sponsor. And so
that's a good one to have as a sponsor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I ran with that, and we had such great success. I had the second best program in the nation during my time there. And so it gave me a lot of hope and everything. So when I came here, I was like, oh, I'm fired up and ready to do something. And then I ran into these people who were like, you know, they basically saw me coming. And then when I went to Brazil, I got to put on shows there, and I got to be the person who did everything and performed everything. And wow, it just changed my life, because when I got back here, it was like I met Corky and we started talking, and all of a sudden it was like, we got to join forces.
Well, people, this has been an interesting evolution that we've been able to hear about. That brought about a really great event that's going to, again, be happening. And I do want to mention that it is also First Friday. It's happening at the EL Theater. But you can go to Endless Summer, Friday, June 2nd, and enjoy music on the Maui Thing stage from Cush County. Also an art show reception for Tazja at Wailuku Coffee Company. And Mermaids Art Show happening at Fresh Island Art Gallery. And, of course, you can go to the Banyan Tree and enjoy the beer garden there and eat good with the wonderful restaurants that I love so much right here in Wailuku. And the benefit concert starts at 7. I'd get there a little early. Make sure you get your tickets. They're only $25. They go up to $40. You can get them in advance.
Yes.
By calling 242-6969. That's 242-6969. And it's an amazing lineup. It's funny because, I mean, you look at Pat Simmons Jr., Kanekoa, Deborah Vial Band, Stevens Band, a full night of great, great music happening there that's for a great cause. And you'll be able to find out about what's going on with the Hawaii Farmers Union United.
Correct.
Which I really didn't know. I mean, I'd heard something about it, and again, I know Pat Simmons Jr., he kind of mentions it, but Pat's such a low-key kind of guy, you know? The guy's so humble, you know?
His
CD is like world class, and I've been in music all my life. And I said, Pat, this is an amazing first CD, and you'll see him playing down there, you know, at these little clubs, you know, at Cafe de Bahia, and he just Pat.
He had some heavyweight people on that CD too.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Really good people.
I mean, talk about paying dues. Oof.
Wow.
He is. I mean, it's like, and he doesn't really have to, you know, but he is.
But yeah. That's the thing, too, is that when you're the child of an artist who is very well known, they can open the door for you. They can get that door open. But if you don't have the talent, you're going to get kicked out.
That's right.
And Pat's got the goods.
Oh, he really does. I mean, and a great story to go with it. And same with Deborah Vial Band. And so it's going to be a super-duper night of wonderful music for a really great cause. And I look forward to what's going to be happening in the future there as well. Hey, I do want to give a shout out to Krispy Kreme. This Friday is National Donut Day, and they will be having free donuts on Friday at Krispy Kreme. On top of that, they're giving out 250 dozen donuts to the Salvation Army, because the Salvation Army started Donut Day by serving, way back when there were women serving donuts to the armed forces in the First World War and then the Second World War, and then Salvation Army got involved. So they're doing 250 dozen donuts the Salvation Army. So this has been a lot about giving. I love shows about giving, and it's cool. You know, it's a wonderful lot of feeling of give back happening, which I love. So thank you, everyone. And I want to, it's so nice meeting you, Corky,
thank
and
you.
Hearing your story. And Stephen, I've heard so much about you, and I just love what you're doing, too.
Thank you. We'll
have to talk to you about your time in Brazil on my
show soon.
okay, aloha, and thank you, everyone, for listening. I'll see you next week on Talk Story.